broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We're on, baby.
We are on. Welcome to Sports Talk.
You know what? You a little slow there or what?
You didn't say anything. You just pointed.
Was it late?
Usually you say...
Late point.
Oh, sorry.
Usually he's got us a delay.
Here you go. I had 10 seconds and...
You never counted down.
No, I didn't. Well, I didn't figure I needed to. I figured you could hear the when the music stopped, you're on.
But the problem is this. The problem is when you have a professional show...
Yeah.
You can't get off to a rough start. And you got us off to a rough start. Because right away, all of our listeners are saying, what, they got dead air? What's wrong? Dead?
So
what's
you actually happening? Think this is a professional show. It would be if what? Chuck was running the board, but you have me and it isn't that professional.
Are you dumb?
Yes. If you want to know the truth, especially when it comes to technology.
Love technology.
We had a great week this week.
Yes, sir.
This week. What would we do this week?
Are you stupid?
Yes.
Girls got to win Saturday.
Oh, last week. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Boys got to win Friday. Big game.
Big game. Great game.
Yep. Great game. We're going to have Coach Melton call in here in about any time.
Oh, okay.
And
I better make sure I have my Skype open.
The Buckeyes.
Great game.
Great game. We won't talk about the Browns.
Browns, not so great.
That was unbelievable.
That was bad.
Bad. Terrible.
It was terrible.
Buckeyes play at 9:30 tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are they playing? Where are they playing?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Cool. Tar Heels. Ross.
Yeah.
At North Carolina, too, right?
That is the best cheese dip. What am I eating?
The Wayne Street Market?
Wayne Street Market. Pimento cheese stuff.
Pimento cheese.
I think we determined last week that might be Pinky Gabley's original recipe.
If you're not doing nothing right now and you're hungry,
come on up
and get some pimento cheese dip.
Yep. Don't invite a whole lot of people. We only have half of it left.
Yeah, we did eat it.
Oh, well, I don't think we'll have a whole lot of people storming in. But
no, yeah, but it's good. Or tomorrow, just go buy some.
That would be the thing to do.
It's right there in the pick it up case there by the pop machine.
It's pretty good.
419-852-9201. If you're listening and you want to give us a shout out, we'll be glad to take your text and answer any questions you got. Pete, what's your number?
My number 419-852-3599.
And it's nice of Fort Recovery Radio to pick up our cell phone bills.
Yeah.
You know?
It is awesome.
I mean, it's just it's real nice of Neil.
Pick them up, give them right back to you.
Neil, come on, man. We're professionals.
Yes, you are.
I bet Jim Lachey don't get gets his phone paid for.
Probably does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He might.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd say he probably does. Probably should.
I bet you Rob Weaver gets his paid for.
Rob?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably true. Yeah, I'd say the radio station picks up his phone tab.
A good idea.
Probably everything he does.
Budge Brunswick?
Nope.
Yep. WCSM. WCSM?
Yeah, and we got to hear him on the OHSAA pregame show.
We did?
Or pre-playoff show. Yeah. Yeah, he was talking about Marion Local. Yep. And we're going to play that. That's going to be on again. We did it right before the show. We'll do it right after the show.
Where's Jack? What's the deal?
Jack shut her down.
He said some work things came up.
He's done till after first of the year, or what's going on?
Jack sucks.
He's out. You just get no loyalty, no dedication.
We don't get nothing for being loyal.
We are loyal.
Neil.
I've been here every week.
You got the best cheese spread around.
It's great cheese spread. It's good. Peanuts are solid.
Peanuts are awesome.
Well, till you get that one bad one again.
Oh, that makes me sick.
Drops him every
So the Jim Melton era started up on Friday night for the Indians, Fee, and it was an exciting game, and the intensity level for the opener was high.
Fantastic. Great atmosphere in the old gym.
You know, we knew St. Mary's was pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't know they were that good. They're pretty good.
And they have Dan Hagemeyer, the coach Hagemeyer, who takes that level of intensity to the next level for them.
Yeah. They got some good players.
They do, and they're going to win a lot of games.
They're going to win some games. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, they're in the Western Buckeye League's good.
Yeah. Tough, tough games, but they're good.
They'll compete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a good guard.
And it'll be interesting to talk to Coach Melton about his thoughts on the opener. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I know that he was up and down on far as what he thought, but I think he had to be tickled with the outcome of that game and the way we finished it.
Yeah. You know, we came out of the gate like gangbusters. You know, what did we get, a 10-point lead? And looked like maybe we might blow them out, and they just battled right back. And
yeah, we were up 31-18, and they just whittled it away, and we didn't score.
No, and then all of a sudden we got...
But even when we were ahead, you just kind of wasn't... You could just tell they were good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Stagger kid was a really nice player inside.
Boy, he was a nice player inside.
But when you look at our team, Harold, me and you had guessed who the starting lineup would be. We didn't know.
Nope.
We didn't get to see a scrimmage. We kind of went in, and I think the whole... You know, all the fans were kind of like, well, we got here. Well, I think as they walked out of that gym Friday night, they realized that we got a pretty competitive team.
Yeah, and pretty deep.
Yeah. You
know, I think Coach Melton's probably 10 deep, I would guess.
Absolutely.
They played 11.
Played 11
altogether. Still hadn't gotten Owen Judy. Yeah. Out there, which is definitely something that could happen.
But his rotations, I think he's got three rotations probably where nine guys are going to rotate into them.
The starting lineup was Derek Judy at guard and Kanapke at guard.
Yep.
And then the forwards was Smitty and was it Gavin? The Gavin's part?
Yeah.
And then the center was Benny. And you know, we got off to a good start. We played well. Derek got some foul trouble. Yeah. And then they all kind of got in foul trouble.
Everybody got in foul trouble. Yeah. I got a little nitpicky there, I thought. But
yeah. So which opened the door for the bench players.
Yeah. And they all came in and did a good job.
Yeah.
It was right there.
Ian Homan hits three threes and just.
Huge threes.
Exactly what he, you know, his role.
That's his role. Come in, crank it up. Man, he did.
And it was beautiful.
And I don't like to single any kids out, but I really thought the freshman Ramel kid controlled his emotions, his whole thing. I thought he was very impressive.
Yeah, and he played two quarters in JV maybe, or one. The one quarter in JV, he was really solid.
Yeah.
You know, you could say he was the better player out there.
And we'll talk about our JV team. They were impressive as heck.
I enjoyed watching them, too. Yeah.
Owen Judy was
tremendous.
Yeah,
yes. Tremendous player.
But they got a good team. That JV team's going to win a lot of games, and they're going to be fun to watch. And we started something new this year. Me and you, we kind of kept it under wraps. We knew that they was going to do something neat at the beginning, and I thought our starting lineup. Well, hey, we got
a phone call.
Yep. Let's see who's calling.
I bet I know.
I'll let you answer this. Yep.
Hey, you're on Fort Recovery Radio. Who we got here?
Hi, this is Coach Melton.
Coach Melton, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Coach.
I'm doing great.
Good. You got Bubba and Fee here. And first of all, Coach, we want to congratulate you on win one as a Fort Recovery Indian.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to get that first win under my belt.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Coach, when you look at that game, and you knew going in that you had seen and scouted St. Mary's on the huddle, and you didn't get, but they were a nice team, and they were exactly what we thought they were. They were pretty good.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty balanced. They've got a lot of size. The Steger kid, he's a really nice player with some size. He can go inside and out, and you know, Cisco, their point guard, kind of ran things for him. And you know, we kind of expect the Milky kid to play, but, you know, for whatever reason, he didn't see the floor. So, you know, that was a bonus for us. But the young kid, the big 6'8", Parks freshman, he was, you know, he played banged in there early on, but then he kind of disappeared late in the game. But Steger was a load.
Yeah.
When you look at your team, Coach, and you've had a few days to watch tape and look at where you're at, and some of the things me and you had talked on Saturday and that you was pretty happy with was the way that your guys, you know, wasn't any nerves, and I thought, all in all, it was a good opener.
Yeah, I mean, they responded. There was several adverse situations throughout the game, especially late in the game, obviously, but You know, it's almost kind of a game of runs there. We got up 31-18, and I believe one other time we were up around at 8 or 10 earlier in the game, and then, you know, they went on their little bit of a run, and then we got, I felt like we got stuck on, was it 31 or 33 there in the third quarter, and we just got a little stagnant, but then we got going again, you know, in the fourth quarter there, and I was just really pleased with the way, you know, it was a total team effort, and I was pleased with the way they handled the adverse situations.
Boy, I think, too, you kind of got a little pressure on you there when half your team got in trouble, foul trouble there, and you have to be pretty happy with the kids coming off the bench that helped them out, and it made it tough on you right away.
Yeah, we're very blessed to be, you know, we're pretty deep, and, you know, I looked down and you know, grabbed Dylan Evers, and he went right in. He was ready, and you know, he gave us some good minutes, took a charge in there, and, you know, it was our bigs, you know, with Schmitty and you know, Gavin, and even with Derek, we just got in a little bit of foul trouble there, and but everybody was ready. Everybody knows their role. You know, I keep telling the guys there is no one star here. The star of this team is the team. Right. All of us collectively, we all have a role. So, you know, even Kobe Wendell came in at the end there. You know, he's really hard-nosed, gritty defender, and he gave us some, you know, we went offense to defense there and was, yeah, you know, a little strategy at the end, and it worked out. Gavin Toby hitting those free throws, amen, and he had ice water and things. I mean, he was ready for that moment. But you know, I'll give him some, you know, I props. He's worked hard with Coach Boz on the side, working with his free throw and working on his rotation, and so, you know, it paid off.
Coach, when you look back at, and I was really impressed with your two seniors. I thought, you know, when the season starts like that, you don't know, you know, you got some new guys that are getting a lot of minutes, but I thought Kanapke, and I thought off the bench, I thought Ian Homan, your seniors really played well for you.
Yeah, they did. They came in. Ian came in and gave us a spark, and, you know, he fills that role nicely. I mean, once more film gets out, I'm not sure if anybody's going to let him just catch and shoot free on three. You know, he's pretty a dead-eye shooter. And, you know, Grant's super athletic. He brings a lot of different things to the table. And, you know, he's fully capable. You know, he had a really nice game. He led us on our plus-minus chart, something, you know, a lot of coaches do. He was plus eight overall, and he led the entire team. We had a couple guys in at plus seven. Ryan Post played really well. He was at plus seven. Very and good. Brian Benny was at a plus seven as well.
Well, Coach, I know you kind of came in here and said, I'm kind of a defensive guy. I was pretty impressed with your defense on Friday night. I thought we got after it pretty well, and a pretty good team. You got to be kind of happy with that too, huh?
Yeah, it's a start. It's not where I want it to be. I don't like giving up 26 points in the first half, and, yeah, you know, especially the one guy has 18. You know, that's not, you know, it's a process. We'll get there. We're building blocks in the foundation, and once they really get it, I think everybody will enjoy seeing their defense on display every weekend. But they didn't do bad, don't get me wrong. Yeah. 53 points,
right,
for a team like that. But, you know, I'm looking for low 40s, upper 30s, and us scoring in the upper 50s, somewhere in there, low 60s.
Coach, we turn our attention now to the MAC, and we open with a very good Versailles Tiger team up here at the Fort, and I know you've had a chance to see them play, and you know, they're gonna bring a little different lineup here. They got a really good point guard, and they've been impressive.
Yeah, you know, Michael Stallman's a special player. He's a really nice point guard. You know, I've been very impressed with Coach Swank and what he's done there at Versailles. They're just a machine. They've got his system down. You know, all their role players know their roles, and they just, you know, they're very impressive in their first two games against Salina and Troy Christian. They pretty much did what they, you know, they imposed their will upon those teams and executed their stuff. I had them for 9 turnovers in 2 games.
Wow.
That's pretty efficient.
Yeah, but it'll be a little different atmosphere than what they're used to here Friday night. Let's hope so. The Indians will come out, and I think I'm expecting a really big crowd Friday night. Just a really fun game to open the league play. And we cannot emphasize enough the importance of this game. I mean, this is your first league game, and you know, I'm sure our aspirations is to win this MAC, and we got to get this one Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts Friday. You know, I've been beating the drums all week, and the guys know it. If Coach Melton's been beating the drums about how important this one is. We got to get off to a fast start in our league, and we've got to send a message too. You know, I'm always talking about that. You know, I want our house, the fort, to be one of the hardest places to come into. And, you know, I always tell the guys when our opponents board that bus to head back home, I want them thinking to myself, geez, I don't really want to come back here again. You know, that's the kind of mentality and tone that I want to get established. And, you know, that's how, you know, I want our program to be perceived in our house.
Absolutely. You got, how's this week in practice been? Are we healthy?
Yeah, we're healthy. Everybody's doing great. We had a nice practice tonight. It's been a good work week. Hopefully we can get another day tomorrow in, and it's going to be a toughie. You got Jay County coming in right after Versailles on Saturday night, so this is a big weekend.
Good weekend, yeah, absolutely good weekend.
Yeah, and the Patriots I seen beat Richmond the other night, and I talked to a couple guys from over there, and they. Their expectations are that they'd be okay this year. That was a nice win for Jay County, and I know that all your attention's on Versailles, but that'll be a fun one Saturday night as well.
Yeah, I've watched both their films already. I'm kind of doing double duty. You know, obviously, all my focus is on Versailles, but I'm still taking a peek at Jay County, that was a good win for them. Richmond's got a lot of speed and athleticism. They had a 6'8" guy as well. And, you know, I think Coach Craig's doing a nice job over there as well. They're going to be a handful.
Yep. Coach, we me and you and Harold and a bunch of us met up there Tuesday night to go over our new intro. And, you're big on when you talk about establishing a place that the opponents don't want to come into and a home court advantage. And I really thought that our intro Tuesday night or Friday night was really a cool thing. And I think the kids loved it and the fans loved it.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope so. That's the idea. We want, you know, the bottom line, you know, every one of my pregame speeches always ends in let's have fun. And that's what, you know, that's about kids having fun, putting them on display for our community. And, you know, I really, it was round one with it, and I'm hoping, you know, Coach Taylor and Coach Courtney can get them cheerleaders up. We really want to get our crowd up and clapping in unison and get them involved and just feed off that energy. And yeah, it was really special. But you know, I'm excited for the kids. I think they really enjoyed that, and you know, it really helps get that edge in the beginning. Because our adrenaline's flowing and we're pumped up, and you know, hopefully we can just jump on our opponents right out the gate.
Coach, it's always important, and I'm a big fan of this. I'm a big fan of it's important to watch you for your varsity team, that JV team sets a tone for that night. And I've always said that you cannot underestimate how important that is. And I thought your JV team played extremely well, and that was also something that you had to say. Now, that's a good one to get us into.
Yeah, it's ironic that you say that, because that's exactly what, you know, I said, and I was barking that before they took the floor, that they got to set the tone for the evening. They will set the tone for us every night. They've been phenomenal. They deserve a ton of credit. They're getting us ready. You know, they're understanding how it works for the junior varsity under Coach Melton in a week of prep. They have been our scout team. You know, we've had, you know, Owen and Judy's been trying to portray Michael Stallman. I mean, these guys have been phenomenal, and I can't give them enough credit. They've just been great, and they've had great attitudes. You know, Kobe Wendell's been filling his role, and Dylan Evers. I mean, I could go on and on. But, you know, Riley. Mm-hmm. Heiser. I mean, they've all been fantastic at trying to, first of all, Coach Winter is getting them prepared as far as, you know, I'll give him a packet. He's telling them what they're doing, and then they go out and try to portray it, and then we've got to guard it. And, you know, and they've just been getting us ready. I could go on and on about them, but RJV deserves a ton of credit. They're doing a phenomenal job.
Well, there's a lot to be said about that. You know, you go out there and you get a good look from a bunch of kids playing hard, it's going to make us much better, our varsity much better. And we went up there that night, you know, and got to watch a little bit of practice. And I thought your JV does. They really pushed the varsity hard. That's got to be what you want.
They're bringing it. And I've told a lot of my other coaching comrades that I think our JV could beat a lot of varsity basketball teams. They're just that good.
They play that hard together.
Yeah, and they play hard, and they get after it, and they execute well. And Coach Winter's doing a great job with them. And, you know, our staff is just doing a phenomenal job with, you know, our trainer, Jill. She helps out, and she runs the clock. And, I mean, I could go on and on. Our managers, you know, our administration's phenomenal. Brent's been, you know, he's been super and helping and facilitating. And, you know, it's been exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, let's go Friday night, buddy. We'll be up there, and all the Fort Recovery will be pulling for us. Let's get win number two. What do you think?
Absolutely. Go Indians.
There you go. Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Melton Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
The holiday party season is here, so let Wayne Street Market help you with your party planning. Call them for their famous chicken. They can make you any amount, large or small. Just call them ahead of time at 375-2865 and tell them what you need. Give them a few days' notice for larger orders. And don't forget about their popular vegetable trays, fruit trays, their new sandwich trays, and of course, three different sizes of their famous meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. Wayne Street Market can take a lot of the work out of your party planning. Just give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having karaoke with RTA. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the Indians basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Versailles in our first MAC game. We'll simulcast Rob Weaver and Brian Patch's coverage of that game. On Friday, the boys will host the Tigers in their first MAC game. We'll also simulcast WPGW for that game. On Saturday, it's Jay County Day, with the girls traveling to Portland with the JV game starting at noon. We'll also simulcast WPGW for that varsity game. Then on Saturday evening, the boys will host the Patriots, and that'll be the first Fort Recovery Radio broadcast of the season, with Brian Patch doing the play-by-play. Four big games this week for our Indians teams, including the beginning of the MAC schedule for both the boys and the girls. Tomorrow, girls at Versailles. Friday, boys host Versailles. Saturday, girls at Jay County. Then the boys host Jay County on Saturday night. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with Versailles and Saturday's home boys basketball game with Jay County will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7.
$7. 3317. What was that?
3217.
That guy. I think he's drunk. What time did you start drinking, Daniel?
About noon.
Perfect. You work today?
Well, technically I did.
Mm-hmm. You were on call.
I was on call last night, and I got home at 6:30 this morning.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Had a late night run?
Yes.
Where to?
Huntington, Indiana, northwest side of Huntington, Indiana.
Long run.
Hour and 31 minutes, according to the GPS. And that's
it took you about 2.5?
No. It took me an hour and 32 because there's 7 stop signs.
I got this text from Kathy Etzler, and she says, can you mention that Coach Souder has moved to Carmel, Indiana? Mm-hmm. And if anyone needs their address, see Kathy or call Kathy.
Yep.
She will pass the address out to as many people as she could, and we'd like to shower them with cards this Christmas.
Yep, and probably, I'm going to guess she's probably going to put that address on Facebook sometime. So if you're one of her too. Facebook friends, you'll see it. If not, just look her up on Facebook.
Yeah,
I sure appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
And Kathy Hetzler's the first class.
Is that where Ron lives?
Actually, Ellen.
I was thinking one of them was there, and I didn't think it was Ron, but that's the only one I could think of. I forgot about Ellen.
Yep.
Ellen.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Ellen said she's about 5 minutes away.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was I like talking to Coach Melton about that game and talking to him. He's just a good guy to talk to. He loves to talk basketball.
He likes talking basketball.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's fired up, too.
I'll bet he is, too. I mean, how can he not be? I just love the fact that Gavin Toby stepped up there at the end and made them free throws.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, because, last year he's a clanker.
Yeah, he had some things going on. So he's worked on it.
Yeah, and that's what Coach said. Him and Boz has been working hard at it.
That's big.
And the thing is that he'll be on the floor a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he will get to the line because he's a slasher. And
oh, yeah. People ain't going to be able to.
Correct.
He can jump great.
Yep. Yeah, and we got a good look. I think we have a nice free throw shooting team.
I think we do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and I seen where at practice there the other day, I mean, at the end of the practice, you either make it or you run.
Yeah.
And then they were making them wide open when we were up there, so that's good.
Yeah, it is.
A little pressure on them.
Yep.
Must help because, like you said, Gavin just stepped up in a hot spot and drilled them.
I mean, if you look at it, I think what's Kanapke boy's first name?
Grant.
Grant's going to be a hell of a free throw shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Benny's a hell of a free throw shooter. Schmitty's a good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
I just think together.
Yeah, Bregan. I mean, all them guys can come in.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's going to be fun. The girls' team got off to a good start. They won at Crestview, and then Saturday they played Walpock up here, a Walpock team that was pretty good. They played hard. They're well coached. Yep.
They always seem to be.
They are.
Usually a pretty good team.
Yeah, and the Indians had a nice lead early. They battled back. We went in a drought, could not make a basket. It was looking pretty bleak. I think with about a minute and a half to go, we were down 3. Spencey, does that sound right?
I think so, yeah.
And Paige Fortkamp, who was absolutely fabulous the entire game.
Phenomenal. Took over.
Yeah, she came up big steal and got a 3-point play. And I was impressed to come back and win that game. That was a good one to win.
That's a big win for
them. Yeah.
Good start. Great start for both teams.
Yeah, and we got Holly's going to call in here in a little bit. She's I know she's a busy lady, but she's going to call in here after the half hour.
I'm sure she had to be excited.
Absolutely, and she's got a big one tomorrow night.
Yeah. Got to go there, too.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And once again, that's a tone setter. That's one of those games where if we're serious about where we want to be, we got to win this game.
We got to win that one. That's a big, big week for us.
Yeah.
For sales week is a big week for us.
For sales week is a big week.
I feel like both, we can win both of them.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm hoping we win them both. That'd be big.
You going tomorrow night?
I think so.
Good.
I forgot to ride with you. Get down here.
You going, Neil?
Nah, I don't think so.
You're gonna stay home?
Yeah, I don't like
going Christmas shopping.
I'll just stay home.
Are you?
So you doing it, or is Rob doing it?
We're simulcasting
with Robbie
with Rob on Thursday and on Friday, Saturday with the girls. But he let me know that the boys' game, they'll be using the Jay County announcers.
Oh, okay.
So we will be using our announcers, Brian Patch, and usually Bobby Leverett's going to help him, but he's out right now, so it'll be probably Owen Shane helping him out.
Perfect.
So we'll have Coach Patch doing the
play-by-play.
Yeah?
Time out. What do you mean they want to use their announcers?
Well, it's also Jay County, so they're using the Jay County announcers.
They don't want us.
But Rob's doing the girls' game, and Justin Mangold, and I don't know who his partner is, are doing the boys' game.
I'm out.
Well, okay. You'll listen to Fort Recovery Radio.
There you go.
Patchy, how's Patch do?
Well, he hasn't done play-by-play. Well, he did some last year. He's very good. I think he knows a little bit about the game.
Not much.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he struggles.
All right.
A little bit he does.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not smart as me and Piggy.
Nope.
Well, that may or may not be, but he's probably better at doing the play-by-play.
Play-by-play?
Seriously?
Well, you guys don't ever get a chance because you're at the scorer's table. So. Yeah.
And we do a great job. Hard.
Yes, you do. You do.
Can't see nothing.
You do a great job.
We can't see.
You got front row seat.
I'm blind, and now they turn the lights out.
Yeah.
I got announcing things. I can't see anything.
Our sound system sucks.
We got to do something with it.
Chuck will fix it.
It's bad.
The system that we got is a pile of POS.
Something.
Well,
I know I'm going to get grossed out, probably have somebody yelling at me, but that was a bad investment.
Supposedly they paid somebody out of Fort Wayne a ton of money to do that because it's always been a weird situation in there with the sound.
I don't get it.
What?
Well, it echoes some, and you got to know what you're doing. Or
it shuts off.
Exactly. And when Fee is at his best is when he's screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when back in the day, Indian 3, now we can't hear him.
Yeah, I can't even hear me.
Oh, okay. So that's a limiter thing, and Chuck can fix that. That's definitely not a problem.
We got to get Chuck in there without anybody watching.
Blame Ballard in.
Yeah. He'll need his dad in there to help him listen to it.
Yeah.
And do some stuff. But he probably won't need anybody else. But anybody else that he needs, they'll be glad to go help him.
So we need Chuck to break into school tonight.
Yeah.
You in or out on this one?
I don't think breaking in's the best
thing. I think we can.
Amper up a little bit.
I'll just bet you somebody would get him a key.
No, we'll break him in. Then we're going to camouflage him and paint his face up. Okay. And he's going to have his backpack with all his tools.
Yep.
He's going in there, and when we come play Friday night, the sucker's going to sound
good.
You in or out?
I'm fine with it. I just don't think we need to break
the box. The box that we have at the table is a joke.
Something ain't right, yeah.
Everybody we go to has this little amp box, and it sounds absolutely perfect. And we got this thing that you can't fit in the door.
Right, dynamic. And then you have to turn it. We don't turn it up enough in the thing, and then it's like we're fighting back and forth trying to get it to work.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yep. You just need to let Chuck do it.
I love Kurt Rammel. Kurt Rammel's a great guy.
Well, I know he tried to get that worked out.
He worked his butt off.
Yes, he did.
Tried to get her done. But it ain't done. Something ain't right.
Right now, somebody's laughing. They cashed that check from Fort Carroll.
Because that's fairly new, isn't it?
2 years, maybe.
That's what I thought. 2 or 3 years old. Because when we first got it, Kathy bought it, right?
Yep.
And that was tremendous for a while.
Oh! Sounded great.
Yeah.
Now?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
I was dedicated Saturday and went to the girls game.
Yep. I was dedicated to the Buckeyes. Yeah.
I was at the girls game, but I was listening to the Buckeyes, and I had my little dry erase marker and board, giving the information to Patch and Rob, so they could announce it over the air to people that were listening to the game, but trying to keep track of the Buckeyes. So I
well,
was
I love a game.
At the game, and I was looking at it, but I wasn't watching it.
I'm going to say this about Saturday's girls game. Our JV girls team made one of the greatest comebacks.
Yeah.
They got beat 33-32, but the comeback they made, and to get two shots at the end of that game to win it.
To win it? Ooh.
Was unbelievable. And it was great looks. The groovy girl.
Faith. Yep.
She had a great look, and the ball she misses goes right to Googsy's daughter, and she had a great look, and both of them just right off
just
the iron.
Dragging her down.
But I was impressed with our JV girls game. I know that...
That's big.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough season, but by golly, I was...
They're battlers.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Yeah, they are battlers. Yeah. So the girl,
huh? Gotta love that.
Yeah, absolutely. The girls play. We talk about the Walpole game, and a game that we just, once again, we having trouble scoring, and it was something that we, you know, I never thought that we was going to lose that game. Watching that, I mean, I just thought we were the better team.
Yeah,
but we just
it didn't look like it for a while.
We just go in that long.
It's kind of a struggle,
and.
Well, it seemed to me like the first game, the Crestview game, our offense was created all by our defense. I mean, when we started pressing, I thought the college kid was phenomenal. She just kept stealing it, making layups, and we got turnovers for easy buckets, and somehow we got to get that offense clicking. Not sure what it's going to take, but...
Yeah, that's right. Looking at my phone here, we're waiting to talk to Holly, but I'm going through, and it looks like women's basketball, we'll see, UNOH defeats Cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
71-60. Cornerstone's way the hell up there, right?
Yep.
Is that Michigan?
Yep.
Fort Recovery grad Tori Leonard scores 29 points off the bench.
She's been scoring about 20 a game.
That's a lot of points. And then, Racers?
The Racers.
The Racers win it. So congrats to Tori, 29 off the bench.
Good job, Tori.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. How about, have we talked to any of the other kids that are playing college hoops? Have you heard from?
I have not.
No. Man, we have to find out what we got.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Cool, we got out there. Whitwell.
Judy.
Yep.
Petey. Got to find out how Petey's doing.
Urbana now, right?
That's what I heard. Attorney transferred to Urbana.
Petey Judy.
He's at Urbana.
That's what I heard. I heard he transferred to Urbana.
I heard he transferred to Urbana.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, that's closer.
It's
closer. I saw him a couple of weeks ago.
I think Urbana's D2.
How's things in the big city? He said, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Urbana would be perfect.
Yeah.
I think.
I can get there in an hour and a half. You can get there in an hour.
I talked to...
Take you about 2 hours.
Hour and a half. Almost to the second.
You ever been there?
Yes, we deliver there a lot. I don't get there a lot, but I used
36?
To. Yep.
I talked to Micaiah.
Yeah.
Micaiah's averaging like 10, 12, I think.
Yeah, they had a big one. They won at the buzzer. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, there he...
I just see, that's what we got to do. We got to get these guys in. We got to get Micaiah.
Stop in and talk to us.
Yeah, Micaiah, Tori.
Well, a lot of them be home
Petey.
In a week or two.
Yeah. We'll send something out.
We should have sent something out. Get some boys.
Because I like talking to them guys.
Yeah. See how things are going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's it? What, St. Francis?
Mm-hmm.
We got anybody else playing college hoops?
Yeah, and I can't think of who they are, but... When I see him,
Jocelyn, Jossie, McApple.
Oh, Jossie, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When I see him, I go, "Oh yeah, there. How you doing?" I'll tell you, but I can't think of who they are when I'm just sitting here.
Who else we got?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you're the memory guy. You got the best memory in Fort Recovery.
I'm very good anymore.
Is it slipping?
Start loser.
Neil, how about your memory? Shot?
What'd you say, Bill?
Sharp as a tack.
He's the best.
Sharp as an anvil.
Yes, sir.
Buckeyes are on tonight.
9:30.
That should be a good one.
I know.
That's about even, isn't it?
4-4 going into today.
Yeah, and Purdue was kicking Virginia.
Yep.
But a surprise.
What's North Carolina ranked? Ohio State?
7. Ohio State 6.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah, let me get an update. I'll get updates because I got a phone here.
Yeah. That's a new thing they came out with.
It's amazing. Maryland 42, Notre Dame 28.
Nice. Big 10. Rule one.
The Big 10 rules. You know, since they'll be the only team winning.
Yep.
You're saying Purdue was ahead of Virginia.
They were out like 25-9 at half.
Huh?
Yeah.
25-9.
48-32, Purdue up 16.
Yeah. Playing pretty good. Wow. Purdue, I don't even think they're ranked. They're 4-3.
Yeah.
And they're 7-0.
Yeah, Virginia's ranked. Virginia's a weird team because they know they just play unbelievable defense and they're horrible to watch.
Yeah.
But they're pretty good.
One or all last year.
Uh-oh.
We got a phone call.
Good evening. Who do we have here?
Coach Gann.
Coach Gann. Is Livy sleeping?
No. I just had to say, okay, Livy, I'm going to call the radio station real quick. Can you just lay down and listen to your music?
No.
And she said, okay. We'll see. I'm sure she doesn't,
What song does she listen to? Like, what do you got?
Right now, we're hitting the Trolls soundtrack. Usually it's Coco soundtrack for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But we switched it up tonight. We're doing Trolls.
I like
it. But she doesn't really.
Did you?
Every other song, she's like, can we skip it? I'm like, sure.
Yeah. How about Wyatt?
Lay down. He is in his room. I don't know. He's done for the night. He's down for a count.
He's out
all her day.
How about?
Yeah, he'll probably be a couple minutes.
How about Mom? Done. Is Mom about out for the night?
I don't know. I'd like a pot of coffee because I got a lot of stuff to do yet.
You got a lot of stuff to do.
Okay. Yeah, I got stackers. Papers are great. You know, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Holly, congratulations on win two, kid, against a good Walpock team. And as one of those games where I thought we were by far the better team starting out, but they made a nice comeback. But it shows the kind of team you got when you come back and win that kind of a ball game.
Yeah. That was one of those barn burners, to be honest. You know, we came out with a pretty solid lead, very good run, make a few shots. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, this is great. Like, I was like, hold the lead, and we knew Walpole. It was not going to be easy. There's no easy game. We've already talked about this. And our schedule is not going to be easy. You can't ever, even when it was over, I was like, oh my, okay, yeah, we just did that.
We got
like,
it.
That's great. And so it was definitely a roller coaster ride. And the beautiful thing, as always, is again, in any given day, you don't know who is going to put those shots up for us or make those big plays. And I think we're going to continue to see that in the course of the whole year.
Yeah.
That makes us dangerous.
Well, I tell you what.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Solid finish.
The nice thing about that. When your offense goes, it kind of gets stagnant on you a little bit. At least your defense has been really, really good. I mean, you held a team to, 32 points, I think, something like that. You got to be happy with it.
Yeah. And I think because Vaughn and I consistently look at the stats afterwards. And, I think the biggest shock and awe for both of us is the lack of turning the ball over. In both of those games, we still have under 20 turnovers in the first two games. So I'm really knocking on wood and hoping that's not going away because, as you guys know, you've been around for quite a while, but when you guys want to play fast, the tempo of the game tends to be faster, which means you are kind of jeopardizing. Turnovers tend to happen when you play fast.
Absolutely.
And so that is something that I continue to praise those girls on because we are continuously look to run the ball, but we are not turning it over in the transition. We're turning it over other things, driving in too deep, getting into that. We're not turning it over in transition because of that run.
You got you had to be just ecstatic about the play of Junior Paige Fortkamp, who not only made a lot of shots for you, but defensively, I mean, at the end, that was a huge steal and basket she made when we were at almost panic zone.
Absolutely. And again, like, I think the biggest thing is the girls, we talk all the time about, hey, what can you bring to the table? What's your strength? And she knows that's hers. So when I kind of look at him like, hey, you need to get we need a steal in the basket, guys. Like, we need an easy bucket here. Yep. You know, I need somebody to be able to get us one. And I crest you. I remember looking at Brooke Colligan saying the same thing to her, and it started the pivotal point of being able to build a lead there. So those are the easy points and easy baskets we constantly have to be able to get, and we are. We're getting huge amounts of points off of their turnovers, and like I said, that fast break. So,
Holly, we turn our attention to tomorrow night against Versailles Tiger team, and what do you know about Versailles? I know that they have an unbelievable tradition, and I'm sure they're going to be a tough opponent.
Yeah, Versailles. I mean, it's just, again, schedule is never easy. You got to start somewhere, first mat game. So clearly there's going to be some... you know, we're going to be nervous.
Yeah.
They've got some great athletes, as they always do, a great basketball program, a program that knows how to win. So it's going to be a good game. You know, I know that going in, I think we're ready. Like, I think we're ready as we're going to ever be. And I'll be anxious to kind of see how they match up on us, because it's two different basketball games for sure. You know, they've got two really large athletic girls that match up pretty well with us, but I always think we have some of the best guards around.
Yeah.
Our guard play is, we have good athletic guards, many of them, not just a couple, you know, so I'm always thinking, how are they going to attack us? That's why I was curious. Yeah. When people see their scouting reports, what they said. Yeah, I think it'll be good. You know, it is at Brazil, so we know going there is never easy.
No, that's right.
But like I said, one of the best practices I think we've had in a long time defensively. So I'm anxious to see how that kind of spills over, maybe just a couple adjustments. I mean, one downfall is our pass has been stuck.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well,
that's obviously kind of hurt us a little bit.
Yep. Right. I know. So you get your little daughter to sleep there, and then you get busy, and we'll let you go. I appreciate you taking the time,
yeah,
sweetheart, to talk to us morons up here.
As long as you're okay with me to live in the background.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's just part of being a mom, kiddo.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Holly, good luck tomorrow. Yeah. Keep her going, kid.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll
Bye.
See
you. Holly Gann, your head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Me and Fee's going to talk to Buckeyes.
Christmas is almost here, and Miracle Lanes can help you get ready for your party. Everybody loves their famous wings, so just call ahead for that Christmas get-together you're having. Whether you need a couple of dozen or a roaster full, they'll have them ready for you when you need them. Just call them ahead of time at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick them up. Or if it's pizza you need, you can't beat Miracle Lanes Pizza. Whether it's traditional pizza or their specialty taco, barbecue chicken, chicken ranch, or any of their other varieties, just call them ahead of time and they'll have them ready to go. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will be closing at 2 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve and will be closed on Christmas and New Year's Day.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Traveling Tribe will once again be hosting a German supper. It'll be held at the high school commons from 4 to 6 on Saturday, December 14th, before the boys' basketball game with Crestview. The tickets are pre-sale only, and you can get them at the high school office or from any Traveling Tribe member. Each dinner is only $7 and will include sausage, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, applesauce, and a dinner roll, and carryouts will also be available. Lots of us wait all year for this to come around, so be sure to get your tickets now at the high school office for the Traveling Tribe's Great German Dinner. Then get to the boys' Crestview game early on Saturday, December 14th. Serving starts at 4 o'clock.
The girls' game.
So, we don't?
Yep, sorry.
We're back here, sports talk, my good friend.
My problem is that I don't know who to ask. It's not at a school. I sent a couple of emails out. We're talking about the girls' game at somewhere up there.
Who do we play?
Southeast High School. Not sure what that is. That's on the December 28th. I'm trying to find out who we ask if it's okay to go up there and broadcast. And I've sent a couple of different emails to people that seem to be in charge and haven't heard anything back. So
still waiting?
Yep. So I'm guessing I haven't sent it to the right person yet.
That tournament is under the radar. Nobody knows nothing about it.
Nobody knew nothing about it.
We don't know what school it's at.
Is that Holly found that one, or who found that?
I think Patchy lined that up last year or two years ago.
So he had a notion on that.
Neil, Patchy'd be your contact, probably.
Well, might be.
He might be able to tell you who to call.
I checked with Brent, and I think he gave me, might have been Patch or somebody, and they gave me some sort of website or something. Mm-hmm. So
I got a text here, Perry Hall. Hey, you want to talk about college athletes? Owen Sheridan is swimming at Illinois College.
Oh, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah. And so. I think it's Western Illinois or something. Talked to his brother last night. Mm-hmm. And he's been all over the world doing all kinds of stuff. And he and his wife, when they were here, swim meet that Owen had, they went out there, and he said Owen just broke his own personal records. He did everything, and he's just tearing them up. So
you can all say that Owen Sheridan is the greatest male swimmer in Fort Recovery history.
Ooh.
Well, let's
might be in a ding.
I was going to say, we'll see what Perry Hall has to say about that in a couple
I'm
minutes.
I'm just saying.
I think we're going to hear a little ding, ding, ding.
It sounds
call.
Like all you want to do is get another text.
What? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just going with it.
Pretty good.
Did Perry ever swim in, did Perry make it out of sectionals?
Hmm.
He ain't. If Perry's got any guts, he'll call 937-310-2781.
There you go.
Yeah, and he'll talk to us.
If he's got any guts.
I'd say he will be. Because
Perry's in Atlanta. Is he in Hot Atlanta now?
Yeah, who knows where Perry's at? Perry's all over the world.
He's probably making way too much money drawing cartoons.
I do got one problem. And when I talk about,
problem, he didn't draw me one for the Bubba and Fee deal.
Yeah.
Got one. That's awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Perry, hook me up, brother.
Perry, I think he's too scared.
Or you said the phone number too fast, so you might give it to him again.
I mean, it's 937-310-2781, but he don't have the kahunas.
Kahunas?
To call that number. And I just want to hear his argument that he's the greatest.
Well, I'd say he's got a pretty good one.
Why? Let me hear it. You know, that's what I'm saying. Fake news is what? Yeah.
Okay.
And another problem I got with Coach Melton. I like him.
Yeah.
He's a Steeler fan.
Oh, jeez.
So that tells you he's got some brain damage.
Right.
Now, you don't root for the Steelers. I don't care who you are.
Don't tell my son-in-law that.
No. There's a lot of people in town that root for the Steelers.
How about the game Sunday? I went to his house. His dad's there. Terrible towels every time they score.
Not really.
Yeah. I said, is this really happening? They got their terrible towels. I was like, come on. Are you kidding me?
Man. Coach Melton, he's wearing a t-shirt that says Pittsburgh finished it.
Here we go, Bobbert. I'll let you talk to him.
All right. so don't come on here. Don't be calling the lines with all. I want some facts that says Owen Sheridan.
Yeah, I got facts. I got facts. It's been years since I've called in, and this is for good reason now.
Okay.
I'm a district twice. So,
by default, yeah, once was a kid pooped in a pool.
Missed out on state by maybe two places, so that's no fun. But I made up by going to the YMCA Nationals that same year, my senior year.
YMCA Nationals?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
First of all,
I got a little plaque. I got a little plaque in my room.
In your teeth.
Go to the YMCA. If you go to the YMCA in Salina, you're gonna see a little picture on the wall of fame. And I'm gonna be in there.
Hey, First of all, don't come on this show without telling us where you're at. Nobody knows where you're at anymore.
It's moving.
Does anybody know where you?
I understand.
What?
No, I'm in Atlanta right now.
Atlanta.
I thought you were in Atlanta. Yeah. Then went to Cincinnati, and
he's in California.
I just bounce around. You know, I'm a nomad. Wherever the cartoons need to be made is where
you're headed.
Where I'm going to be at exactly. But I did get like a semi promotion, so they're going to be keeping me around a little longer. So
you get to draw the faces now. Is that what the promotion is? You get to draw faces now instead of feet.
Yeah.
So what kind of promotion do you get?
Now, what was the show you had? Because I remember watching the credits. And you were on it.
Yeah. That was Legend of Chamberlain Heights on, where is that? Comedy Central. That's right.
Yeah, I watched.
Yep.
I got to say, I'm proud of you.
He's awesome.
Huh? I mean, you're swimming.
I'm glad. Thanks.
Man. I mean, you're swimming, and we, you know, that you swam back when it was a lot easier.
Water wasn't
there. I mean, you're not wrong. Swimmers are only getting faster. They're just breaking records left and right. You're not wrong there.
Thank you very much.
But no one in Fort Recovery has broken my records yet. I'm just saying, they've been close.
You wait till my grandsons get up there.
I can't wait. I see them on Snapchat all the time. You're driving around Hall Brothers, showing them all the tractors.
Absolutely.
You'd think when you come home for Christmas, you'd give them a ride on one.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how to drive a combine, tell you the truth. I didn't even know how to start half of those mowers whenever I did work there.
Are you coming home for Christmas?
Yeah, I am coming home for about 10 days.
When?
When am I coming up? I'm coming up December 20th and then leaving the 29th. So...
You got to stop up sometime.
Yeah.
I think I can do that. As long as everything works out.
But the bad part is, Bob, the only Wednesday night in there is actually Christmas night.
We're open.
You better have Chuck up here doing the board.
Huh? We ain't having a show Christmas night.
I don't know why you would.
Yeah, probably right. Perry, I love you, brother.
You're awesome, Perry.
Love you guys too. It's always a pleasure. Love listening to you guys every Wednesday. It's always fun to have some sort of connection when I'm out and about.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, brother. One time we're going to be down in Atlanta here. For the Midwest, maybe I'll shoot you a text and we'll go out for supper or something.
Look him up.
Absolutely. For sure. All right. Sounds like a good time.
Sounds good. Perry Hall, God love him. One of our all-time great fans. You just got to love that kid.
He's awesome.
Huh?
Yes.
And the best swimmer. And the best male swimmer. No.
He was already off the air. You weren't supposed to hear that.
Came back.
All right, I'm out.
See you, buddy.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, later.
That was a good one. I liked that one.
The best swimmer.
But he was pretty good. You can fight about who's the best.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's pretty good. And Owen's pretty good.
That's funny. Funny stuff.
You got any text you're allowed to read, Bob?
We got the best call tonight coming back up, too. We got another call.
Ooh,
so we got to figure this Coach Mountain deal out and turn him into a Browns fan. Yeah.
Ugh.
Hmm?
Steelers are hard to turn.
So your son-in-law had terrible towels out?
Had terrible towels out.
You watched the game
and turned out? Me and Cody was in there. Cody, he was getting mad.
Was he getting pissed?
I'm like, all right, that terrible towel goes in my face one more time, and I'm eating it.
The best one is Ross Homan. He went to the game.
Oh, Ross, he went there, yeah.
Yeah. Ross went to Pittsburgh. Now, did Ross have...
Did he wear the Garrett shirt?
The Miles Garrett shirt. Because if he did, he's probably still in Pittsburgh underneath the cement.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty good, ain't it?
That was good. He said, you're going to wear Baker or that? I said, well, you got to wear the Miles Garrett.
Uh-oh.
Phone's hot.
Payson's hotline's on fire.
Smoking tonight.
All right, Cocky, how'd it go?
Hey, it's Ross Holman calling.
How's it going, bud?
Good, good.
Did you make it out alive?
We barely made it out alive. We took a group of 12 Browns fans up there.
Yeah.
Borderline suicide, I tell you what. That place is nuts. Never again. Duck calls everywhere.
Did you tailgate?
Beer dumped on us about 7-8 times. It was wild.
Where'd you sit at?
We were in the end zone about 25 rows off the field or so not too bad a seat.
And they hated you? The fans hated you?
Oh, they hated us. Might have been something to do with about 4 of us wearing Garrett jerseys.
So what? So before when you're pre-gating, all right, so is everybody sitting around there? Are they joking around with you, or do they hate you, basically?
Oh, they really just kind of give you the cold shoulder. Don't really talk to you, and then you go to walk in the stadium, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. It's just going to kill you.
Was it really worse than you thought it'd ever be?
I really didn't know what to expect, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Pittsburgh. I hate Pittsburgh fans. I hate Pittsburgh. But see, I can't believe your son-in-law is a Pittsburgh fan.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killing me, Ross. He's just killing
me. Yeah. No, it was after a game. I mean, we couldn't get out of there without people roasting you all the way up and down the street. And we're just trying to walk 4 blocks to the casino, and you can't even get there without people blowing duck calls in your face and everything else.
Did you keep your jerseys on at the casino?
Well, yeah, we kept them on about all night. But yeah, it was an experience that is going to leave me not going back to Pittsburgh again. We'll just say that.
How was the casino?
Oh, I won $5, so.
Well, that's
good. We didn't lose.
It's a W.
That's big,
yeah. That's a W.
So let me ask you this. And when you talk about him being a little bit rude, was you guys drunk?
No, we were pretty, we weren't there yet. We'll just say that much. Not like after the casino. But no, we kept it together for the most part. We didn't really open our mouths too much.
Yeah.
Being we were in the minority instead of usually like going to Cleveland.
Right.
But it took about 1 or 2 big momentum plays for the Pittsburgh fans, and all of a sudden you're getting cold everything. Everything under the sun. But.
Hey Ross, let's turn our attention to this Browns team, and when you look at this team and the talent that is on that team, and for them to lose to a 3rd and 4th string quarterback, something is not right. Something's not right. What do you think?
You know, everybody wants to say Freddie, or Baker. I really don't know which way to go, because I hate firing a first-year coach. You know, you really feel like you don't have enough time to get everything where you like it. But at the same time, he's got one of the best rosters in the AFC, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And
not producing.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, is it on the defense? I mean, like Steve Wilkes, how can you not get a stop on a 3rd-string quarterback?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Incredible.
I don't care how depleted your defense is. That you cannot have a 3rd-string quarterback and no wide receiver, no running back. They're third and fourth, you know, and that just was so frustrating to me.
Yep.
And it was really hard to watch. Yeah, we got a lot of good pieces on that defense, too. And I think off-season defense is the first thing I got to do. If I'm the Browns, I think I give Jonas Schobert 3 or 4 year contract. But he's
earned that.
Free agent.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's earned that.
And then, in line, too.
Do you trade a Denzel Ward for an offensive lineman? I don't know.
I agree with you. Denzel's been a disappointment, and we got to get offensive line help.
We got to get line help.
Yeah. I don't know which way you got to go.
You dangle a Kareem Hunt out there?
Do you
dangle a Kareem Hunt out there and try to get a lineman?
I don't know. I mean, he's a guy I think you can keep for low money. He's home. He wants to be in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then you think a lot of good teams in the NFL got a good two-back system, and we got probably one of the best two-back
systems. That's a great two-back system. I agree with you.
Front and Chubb. Let alone just probably the two best combination wide receivers, too.
And you don't throw to one.
Yeah.
OBJ, we don't even throw to it.
So when you're watching that game, is OBJ double-teamed?
Not really.
No.
I mean, he runs good routes. We actually went to the game in Cleveland against Miami last week. And, you know, you can only see him so much on a TV screen.
Yeah.
And you watch that game live, you see the whole field.
Yep.
You wouldn't actually believe how much he's wide open. And, you know, Baker don't see him or he goes another way. But he's open about the whole game, every route he runs.
Unbelievable.
We got to get him the ball.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah,
I appreciate you taking the time to call, my friend.
Bud.
I'm glad you made it home alive.
Yep, we're glad you're still around. Yeah,
we're still here, so.
All right, well, go Browns. That's all we can say, right?
All right, buddy.
Yep, it don't matter what happens all season, I guarantee you, our dumb ass will be rooting for him again next year.
You damn right, buddy.
That's the truth, man.
Yep.
All right, see you, Roscoe.
See you, Ross.
Got it. Yep,
thanks. Let's take a break. Come right back. Final segment, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forrest Welding & Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding & Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Fort Recovery Music Department will be presenting 2 Christmas concerts, and both concerts are free. The Christmas Band Concert will be held on Sunday, December 8th at 7 p.m. in the middle school auditoria and will feature Christmas music from the 6th grade band, the junior high band, and the high school band. The Christmas Choir Concert will be held the following Sunday, December 15th, and will feature Christmas music from the junior high show choir and the high school show choir. Stop by the middle school auditoria and check out this great Christmas music from our students. Christmas Band Concert on Sunday, December 8th at 7 p.m. Christmas Choir Concert on Sunday, December 15th at 7 p.m. Both shows are free of charge.
Sports Talk, my good friend Harold P. 912.
912.
Great calls tonight.
Yeah.
Jim Coach Melton. Fire.
Yep.
You notice he didn't say anything to us online about the Browns.
No.
He waited and then he shuts the old, he gives us the old, yeah. Holly Gann, the head coach of the coaches at Fort Recovery. We love talking to them guys. They're
absolutely
great. Perry Hall from Atlanta calls in, one of our all time great callers.
Yep.
And Ross talks about his
experience.
Pittsburgh endeavors.
Pittsburgh experience.
And I'm sure that was some kind of a crap show. What I got from that was
that he's moving to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's on his way.
They're going to make him the mayor.
That's exactly right. Feed, they come out with the second last poll. And Ohio State remains number one, LSU two, Clemson three, and Georgia four. I think the Buckeyes are in. Win or lose against Wisconsin.
I think so.
Even lose, they're in. But the key to this game is we got to win this game, be the number one seed,
yep.
Be able to go to Atlanta, and play that number
play
four
that
seed.
Four seed.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. I mean, I don't see any way of, I mean, unless LSU would just thump Georgia and we'd have a hard time beating Wisconsin. If we win, I mean, I think
our strength of schedule and who we beat is plenty.
I think we're good.
Well, strength of schedule. You know, Alabama always plays the toughest teams they have for the last 500 years. Yeah. They're the best team in the country. They should be just automatically the number one seed and let everybody else fight for the 2, 3, and 4.
Well, the way it looks right now, wouldn't it be Buckeyes one and then LSU, Clemson would probably play each other.
Exactly.
And then we take that wild card, which that's what they're all talking about right now, is that fourth spot.
Yeah, and if Georgia battles LSU, will they stay at four? I don't think they want Utah in there. Yeah. I think the committee is rooting for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I think they would love to get Oklahoma, and Ohio State plays Oklahoma and Atlanta. Yeah. But I don't know. I think that the Buckeyes just got to take care of business. And if we remain number one,
I think
that's the important thing, because I do not want to play Clemson.
I don't either. That's the one team that scares me.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of just downplayed them all year. And, you know, and they had some close games early.
Yeah.
That they, North Carolina about beat them. And, you know, I think everybody's thinking they're not very good, but.
Well, and that's early. As they say in a lot of sports, those players are now a year more experience than they were at the beginning of the season. So,
you know, we last Wednesday night, if you guys didn't listen, Jim Lachey called in, and Jim talked about the going up to the Big House in Ohio State, just taking care of business, and that's exactly what happened. You know, it started out, Michigan goes down, scores, and you're thinking, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And Buckeyes answer, and then they answer, and then they keep answering.
And they
roll to 56. And it is funny to just listen to that, because you know, this is, in our lifetime, the best Ohio State team I've ever seen.
I think it is.
They are so complete.
They just are so solid.
We've had great offenses and great defenses, but I think we have both. Both of them might be the best we've ever seen in offense and on defense. I don't remember anybody like that.
There's a lot of NFL players running around on Ohio State. Right,
well, it looks like it.
Yes.
You don't want to, you know, the last thing you want to do is count your chickens before they hatch.
Absolutely.
But if they finish this off and beat Wisconsin, and man, this team is really good. And Ryan Day, Big Ten Coach of the Year, and the first Big Ten Coach of the Year from Ohio State since in 49 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Kressel never got that, huh?
No.
I heard that before, and I couldn't believe that. That just sounded crazy. Yeah. And they said, I was listening to the Buckeye Roundtable on WCSM on Monday night, and they were saying that, and I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that's
and they said it again.
Shocking.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, and I don't remember exactly what they said, but like 19 Big Ten championships in that time.
Yeah.
And the head coach was not coach of the year.
Yeah.
And they did, you know, two, three, four national championships. Ohio State was not coach of the year in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Couldn't get her.
When you look at this team and with Justin Fields at quarterback and JK at running back and they're so complete, and their wide receivers are
phenomenal. They're underrated. Nobody says anything about them, and they are really good. And, and they all are.
I mean, he
throws to all of them. He doesn't just stand there and throw that one stud. You know, that's not Joey Galloway out there all day. It's any of them.
Olave is just he's going to be in the NFL.
Really good.
Yeah, they got a lot of weapons, and that
key is Hill. And they, I mean, them guys are just
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch.
It'll be interesting to see what happens against Wisconsin.
Pretty fun, but
man, it's easy to root for Ryan Day too.
Yeah, he seems just like a good dude. Yeah. You know?
Yep, Greg Schiano takes a Rutgers job today.
Seen that.
His press conference, they asked him, he said, well, you know, working for Urban Meyer, what was that like? And he goes, first of all, he said, if someone would have told me I would have ever took an assistant coaching job, I would have told him they're crazy. He said, but Urban has a way of persuading people. He said, and I always thought that I was the hardest working recruiting coach of all time.
Yeah.
Nobody outworked me recruiting. I don't hold a fiddle to Coach Meyer and help you recruit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you almost got to think that a guy like Ryan Day, I mean, he had to be absorbing all that and learning to, you know, learning all that. So hopefully he's the same deal.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with that coaching staff. There's a lot of them getting names are being mentioned for the
name dropping all
Boston College I'm sure that they're going to be.
That's the only bad thing about that. When you're good,
they're going to come.
Your assistant coaches are going to be wanted. There's no doubt.
But that happened with Tressel. That happened with Urban Meyer.
Right.
And you know, they just go find somebody else and show them how to do it. You know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Buckeyes play Saturday night, and with that being said, the kickoff tip off to the boys' game Saturday night with Jay County has been bumped up.
Oh, it has. I didn't hear that.
It is bumped up. So it is a 5 o'clock start on Saturday night.
5 o'clock
with Jay County.
Oh,
so
perfect.
So that way everybody can get back, and I think the Buckeyes play at 8:30 maybe.
So the 5 o'clock is JV, and that'll be an hour. That'll be 6.
Yep. So it should be perfect.
7:30 to
should work out about right.
Yeah. So so hopefully that.
And we will be trying to keep you informed if you're listening to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep you informed.
We're going
to
be done. We're going to play a quick Jay County game, and we're going to be done.
Yep. And running clock.
Perfect.
Running clock.
Run the running clock.
I don't care. As long as we win. I can miss the first quarter of the Buckeyes with a W Saturday night.
That'd be big.
Yep.
That's exactly right. We want to thank everybody for calling in. And and once again, we got a great group of listeners, great group of guys that call in. And we're pretty blessed sitting up here being able to every Wednesday night have a lot of fun with you guys. Yep.
Was that on the air when you were saying our 2 weeks from now is our Christmas show?
That is correct. December 18th.
I can't remember if you said that on the air or right before we went on the air.
And I think you're going to see this week some announcements of the people that we are going to families that we're going to support.
Yep.
It's a wonderful time for Fort Recovery Radio. A wonderful time for the Fort Recovery community. And once again, it's just we are blessed to live in such wonderful, wonderful place.
Absolutely.
And I count my blessings every day. And thank God for Recovery Ohio. We'll be back next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.